Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Check it out. You already know this your foe, Trillville.
Yes, sir.
And you already know you tune in to 92.9 The Game with who?
Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back, man.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Smoking Joe Patrick's going to join us in about 20 minutes. Talk some Falcons with him ahead of the Falcons and Cardinals game on Sunday afternoon right here on the radio station. We'll get to an AMA at 1:40 as well. Any question, any topic, get the phone lines open for that. And shout out to Brianna in
Brianna,
Stockbridge.
What up, B?
Not only was she caller 4 and she's winning the Gladiators tickets as well as a Georgia Lottery gift bag and a $5 Jingle Buck scratcher, she won it by not changing the channel during the commercial.
Way to go, B!
She won it in a live read. Never done that before. Maybe we'll start doing that.
Good job.
You never know. We got a lot of live reads going.
Yeah, man.
You might stick around and then get a prize because of it. So
great
don't
job.
Basically, the rule is this. Don't ever change the radio station.
Yes.
Between 11 to 2.
Yes.
And otherwise, too. But, like, specifically between 11 to 2, really never change the radio station. Turn it up loud and tell all your friends about it.
Congratulations.
That's what we're asking. And congratulations to Brianna.
Yeah, man. I know we were talking there in the break because, I mean, it's a big weekend of football. But the fight is this weekend. And so here's some of the – there's 8 rounds, Andy. 8 3-minute rounds.
Jake usually Paul, 12. Anthony Joshua.
Yes, it's usually 12, but it's 8 3-minute rounds. 10-ounce gloves is a big deal.
Those are small gloves.
Yes. And if they're 10-ounce, then Anthony Joshua will beat his ass in any ounce glove. But Anthony Joshua would knock his ass out. All right. I know there's been – I saw Anthony Joshua come out. Because the 10-ounce is what heavyweights use anyway. But Jake Paul has made his opponents use bigger And so to be regulation like that, see, Anthony Joshua cannot weigh more than 245 at the weigh-in, which is crazy because, you know, he's not – that big anyway. You know, Josh's not 230, something like that. But he's a premier heavyweight fighter whose next fight is going to be Tyson Fury. Ain't no way in the hell he's losing this fight. Ain't no way in the hell he's going to carry Jake Paul because who's the guy I'm thinking of? Abe Francis.
Ngannou.
Like, I thought Francis should have won the Tyson Fury fight because I don't think Tyson Fury took it serious. And he was not. He went against Joshua, and Joshua
is one of the worst knockouts of the year.
It
was one of the worst knockouts.
I mean, he hit him so damn hard. He was out cold.
Wow.
And so, if he goes in there with that approach, Jake Paul should not make it out of round one.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, you were telling me all that during the break. I brought it up because I see the video of the weigh-in. He's got like 8 inches on him.
Yes, he's very big.
He's huge.
He's very
compared to this guy.
He's a very big man.
And then all the other stuff that you talk about, world class fighter, and all the guys he's fought and all that. And I didn't realize he had that big matchup with Fury coming up.
They've been trying to make this fight happen for years.
So you can't lose to this guy in the lead up to that and promote it properly.
No.
You got to beat this guy. Got to
beat his ass.
Yeah,
got to beat his ass. Now I would think it would be only.
Come on, Joshua.
It would be one of the things where Jake Paul might be going to the. Ow, I broke my hand on his hip or something, so I can't continue or some crap like that. But if it's a straight up and down fight, Anthony Joshua would knock his ass out of
it. Do it for Nate.
He should.
Do it for Nate.
Yeah. He should not. Do it for Nate.
Do it for Nate. Nate needs some redemption.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
What was that? Oh, my God. What was that? Well, I'm trying to think of the name of the movie. It's drawing a blank. Who was the one with the laughing weasels? Oh, Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh, okay.
And you remember how the soul came up out of him? Stop that laughing! Remember when the soul came out of him?
Oh, yeah.
That's what should happen.
Man, I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
That's what should happen.
Real crush on Jessica Rabbit.
Dude, who didn't? Did you see them hips?
I know.
Childbearing hips. Pop, go to weasel because the weasel go pop.
Amen. Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Boom!
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's kind of like you got to earn your way. You know, that's why, you know, people would talk to me when I went to Minnesota about, oh, you got a fully guaranteed deal. And I'm like, well, it's kind of how the NFL works, right? I mean, if it's not guaranteed, then it's not guaranteed. So, you know, that's why back in 2018 we tried to negotiate the deal we did, because you understood that that's how NFL contracts work.
Yeah, we knew that's Kirk Cousins yesterday being asked about next year and all that. And we knew what it was when the contract was signed and the details came out. It was a 2-year, $100 million contract.
Right.
If he was on the team in year three, it was going to be for a renegotiated or an extension or
right.
something like that.
Right. Right.
Obviously, that was without knowing how it was going to go. That Correct. Would have required him to play high-level playoff caliber football, which has not happened. And a lot of other stuff has happened since then, too. But yeah, there was never any way Kirk Cousins was going to play year three of this contract.
No.
He might be a Falcon year three in a different scenario.
Correct.
But given the way that it's gone, I don't think he'll be that either now. But yeah, it was a 2-year, $100 million contract, and it was, you know, the 180 and all that stuff. That's for agents. That's for agents to brag. Yes. And biggest free agent contract of all time and all that stuff. And
damn, 3%, boy.
Yeah.
3%.
He gets 3% of 180, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
He'll get, it's not after tax.
Yeah. Not a 100. Yeah. He gets 3% of 180.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah. Pre-tax. That's about $6 million.
Yeah. And that's his only client. So think about all of the. Yeah. But anyways, I mean, no, I don't think Kirk Cousins is coming back. I think that in a situation, and we mentioned this the other day, I think Michael Penix will be ready for the season. Now, who's going to be the decision maker? I don't know.
I have.
Let me hear it, Bunk.
I have a report.
Okay.
This is courtesy of Josina Anderson, who's one of the NFL insiders. She's one of them.
Oh, Abe's mad.
Not to Abe.
Abe's mad.
Abe's anti-Josina? Wow. She's so nice. Anyway, this is from Josina Anderson. I'm told there's been recent interest expressed, at the very least, in speaking with Bill Belichick on exploratory basis for two teams per league source. My understanding is Belichick has upper-level personnel still fond of him in New York, Cleveland, and Atlanta.
I can see this right here. I can see the Browns and the Giants. Ties. Yes.
Oh, sure.
Yes. Yeah, ties.
Ties.
I don't see it here in Atlanta. And the only reason I don't see it here in Atlanta is because if I take that back. Remember, we were making a joke, but now that we're taking it a little bit more serious, like, I think Mr. Blank makes the decision, right? And we were talking about what? Rich McKay. But remember, I said, is there somebody else? That's some other guy. Is there somebody else guy? Might be the guy who makes this decision or helps Arthur Blank make the decision.
The Shadow Man?
The Shadow Man.
Okay.
I would not put any stock in the Bill Belichick to Atlanta.
No, I wouldn't either, because if it was going to happen, it could have.
It could have happened. Yeah, exactly. It could have happened.
On the yacht.
Yeah. I know how the Mara family feels, and everybody knows how they feel and how Bill feels about that family as far as the Giants. Now, Mr. Mara is having some health issues now. We understand that, blah, blah, blah. So I don't know if that's going to be the guy. Cleveland, who damn knows?
Who knows?
Who knows with D&M?
Yeah, I mean, and from their perspective, why the hell not?
Why the hell not?
But also, I mean, that's not that different than this perspective. Yes. But
I know this.
He's
Bill,
got ties
Bill,
to the,
Bill,
the organization.
Bill wants to be in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
Bill does not want to be.
No doubt.
Bill does not want to be in college. He wants to be in the NFL.
And I don't think that anything that's happened in the last year, both with North Carolina and off the field, has helped with a lot of organizations. Like, I don't think organizations that weren't interested 2 years ago have suddenly become interested.
Right.
I think the organizations that were and the places where he has ties and history and friendships and all that kind of stuff, they probably would say, well, we don't really care what's happened at North Carolina.
Yeah.
We've seen what the guy did in the NFL for the previous 30 years, and we think that guy would come work for our organization. But yeah, the Atlanta one just doesn't make any sense because if you were going to do it, you could have done it. Now, maybe if you wanted to do it, and from what we understand, there was some people that did and some people that didn't.
Who did?
And the people, I don't know, but there was a room of people that were talking about it.
That's my thing was, who wanted Bill Belichick?
I don't know. Yeah. But let's just say there's a group of eight.
Okay.
And a couple of them did, most of them didn't. There's a conversation about it.
All right.
And the people that didn't won out. Well, the people that won out got this, which is not good, right?
Mm-hmm.
The people that won wanted this. They wanted to win, but they wanted this regime. Mm-hmm. This regime's now going to miss the playoffs for two straight years and sucks.
Yes.
So, all right, if I'm on the other side, I'm like, well, you guys were so smart a couple years ago.
Right.
Maybe you should have listened to us. Maybe we should have had him. The fun thing about how bad the Falcons are and how quickly they're bad is sometimes they get to do both things. They get to, when they make a mistake with the thing they did, they can go back and try to do the other thing that they also wanted to do back then and then see how that worked. It's a fun thing about being in the coaching cycle every 3 years. You just get to try all of them. It's not fun, actually.
Not fun at all.
It's not fun at all. Yeah, I mean, look, there was a section of Falcons fans that wanted that a couple years ago. Section of Falcons fans that wanted this, wanted that, whatever. But we got the Raheem thing, and it hasn't gone great. And maybe now the people that wanted Belichick can get him. No, I don't want that.
Oh, yeah. I was like, uh-uh. I said this about a month ago. I don't know who for the people that want to ask the question, who do I want as a head coach of Falcons? Somebody's going to win. I don't really care. I don't really care. If it's Bill and he comes in here and wins, I don't care, man. Because I don't believe, I hate saying it like that because I'm like, that's not necessarily true. But I don't know who the Falcons would have hired that would have made this any better.
The last couple years?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I just feel like a lot of these games came down to one or two crucial decision mistakes on field, some off.
I think more on.
Yeah, more on.
I think more on.
Sure.
I mean, yeah, Rodden did some stuff, but I think more than anything, it's been on the field, player not making the play is the reason this team is where it is. More than Rod's bad calls or him not taking a timeout here or something like that. It's more of the physical part about it.
Yeah.
That's my opinion of why this team is where they are. You can say, you can call out a couple of things like, why the hell did you not kick the ball into the end zone or the one?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Or a timeout here, timeout. But for the most part, in my opinion, it's the freaking players.
Even if you had whoever the greatest coach of all time is at the peak of his powers, who's that? Bill Belichick?
Okay.
2004?
Okay.
I don't know. Whatever. Whatever you want to say. Whoever. Whoever you think it is.
Okay.
This team is winning 10 games? At best,
yep.
9-10.
Vegas,
not a great roster.
Vegas had him at 8.
Yeah.
And right. We said this because this is the thing about it. We said, can they win two games they're not supposed to win? No. In this situation, this team is, can they lose? Can they not lose two games they have no business losing?
Right. And that the answer to that has been no. And they definitely can't win games they're not supposed to win. Although the Bills game definitely looks like a game that they weren't supposed to win.
Like,
but they screwed that up by losing four games that they shouldn't have.
Yeah.
But again, even with Vince Lombardi, I don't know if he's
what
winning.
What the hell's
he's
going on
11 games
here
with these guys? You know what I mean?
Yeah, brother. What do you mean? Hey, Chase. The chase for the college football championship starts tomorrow night, and there's no place better than Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We have a doubleheader tomorrow, starting at 11. It'll be me and Andy from 11 to 2, followed by Dukes and Bell from 2 to 6. That's tomorrow at Twin Peaks of Kennesaw. And also the Myrtle Beach Bowl, which Kennesaw State will be playing in, starts at 11. So come hang out with us. Shots are on you guys. So just make sure you follow through. Again, a doubleheader, me and Andy, followed by Dukes and Bell at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
That'll be played on that turquoise field, right?
Myrtle Beach Bowl? Is that Coastal?
Coastal, I think.
Yeah. Nice.
That'll be fun to watch. All right. Smoke and Joe Patrick will join us next. We'll talk more Falcons with him. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
What it is, Atlanta. Happy Trivia Thursday.
Happy Trivia Thursday to all the 92.9 The Game listeners out there. And now,
welcome back, Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's a good point, man.
Strong point. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy. Trivia Thursday. We'll get to Smoke and Joe Patrick in just a minute. If it's an 18 and up club.
Yes.
There should also be a cap.
Yes. Because obviously G Money's here and he's got his boy with him. And he was, we just talking about, my kids will come to Atlanta, go out.
Right. Because his son's a DJ and he does, does events all
Reese
over
the place. Reese is the man.
Yeah.
But so, like, Kai and Isaiah, they, you know, because obviously they're coming home for Christmas and everything, and they're talking about they're going out. They said this 18 and up club, right? And I was like, 18 and up, where does it stop at? Because I don't want no 30 year old in the club with my children.
If it's 18 and up, they'll be
33. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If it's 18 and up, it should be capped at, what, 21?
There was a club in Seattle when I was in high school called Deviate.
Oh, okay.
DV number 8. Deviate. And it was 16 and up, and there would be like, adults in there.
Yeah.
And it was like, what are
that's
you
what I'm saying. Like, you
here?
Can't get.
You're a pervert like, for being
you,
in there.
Exactly. If your ass is 25 and up and you go into an 18 and up club, now if you're 25 and you go into this club, that means you don't get no women.
Yeah.
That means you don't get no women. That means you got to go down and try to get on these little shawty. You know what I mean? Once I got out of anything with the last, at the end of my name with teen, meaning 19, never dated anybody again that was under 21.
Yes, me too.
Ever.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like that would always throw me off in high school. And I know Joe did this. Back but in high school, and like the dudes that worked at the Bluebird would be dropping their girlfriends off at school.
Guys that had to go do the 9 to 5.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what the
they're
hell?
They're in the car line
yeah,
like
they're
us.
They're in the car line like
but
us.
But it's not their kids.
You know what I'm saying? They had a damn drop on line, dropping off their damn girlfriend so they can get to work. Like, get the hell out of here, man. It's a damn grown woman.
Yeah, I was going to say, 92.9 The Game employee most likely to be the oldest person in an 18 and up club.
Joe Patrick.
Let's get to him.
In one corner, we've got 92.9 The Game's details. Andy and Randy at a combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter Smokin' Joe Patrick at an undisclosed height and weight because he likes to cause trouble.
Is that true, Joe?
Not true, but I'm picturing the kind of person that this is that has like the $100 head unit in their car. Remember when head units were a thing? You went to Best Buy and you got like the custom kind of chromed out radio switch dial in your car.
Uh-huh.
That was all the rage. And I do remember, you know, speaking of like going to the clubs when I remember there was an 18, you had to be 18 years old to get in high school. And so it was kind of like a rite of passage where it's like you like turn 18, then you get to go to this club with all the cool kids.
Yep.
And it was called Wild Bill's, which might still exist. I don't know. I know it existed for a long time.
Hey, Joe, where's that?
I don't remember exactly where it was. I don't know. But it was like a big popular one.
Yeah.
And I remember I like went there. I finally turned 18. I went because, you know, you're chasing tail. And then I get inside and it's like, this is not what I was expecting at all. You're right. Like, it was like older people, like, it was like weird. And I think I maybe only went once or twice.
When I was in high school, one of the Sonics was dating one of the seniors. And this was not like a rookie.
Yeah.
This was a guy on a third contract dating one of the seniors at my high school.
That's what I'm saying.
Now, she was very good looking, but she had no. He had no business being there in an Escalade when school got out.
Right.
Because everybody's like, we know him. Yeah. Hey, good luck tonight.
Yeah, dog, ain't no way in hell, man.
Line.
Yeah, you guys got the Kings tonight. Good luck. Try to stay out of foul trouble.
Yeah, no game.
All right, man. Is Drake London going to play on Sunday, do you think?
It seems like it, yeah. I mean, he's back in practice, which is obviously a good sign. It's notable that since he got injured, since he suffered that PCL sprain, that was the same game in which Michael Penix got hurt, and he didn't practice at all up until this week. But, you know, I would think that – and Raheem Morris said that they, like, just couldn't get the knee going, I guess, like, fired up or something like that. But, like, clearly that's been able to happen. He's been able to get out there on the field. And, you know, obviously the team knows their situation, that the playoffs are not on the line. He's obviously a very valuable player for them. But he also is a competitor and wants to play. And so I would think that if he's out there and practicing, getting ready to play, then that's going to happen on Sunday. But we'll see.
What about defensively, Joe? When we were talking to Archie, me and Andy talked about it's going to be one of those things where they're going to leave young Kobe out there, right? Because, I mean, he was in position so many times Thursday. He just, you know, going against a Hall of Fame receiver.
Yeah, I kind of felt bad for him. Like, there was that one where he kind of got mossed, like, let's be perfectly honest, against Mike Evans. Yep. But, like, he played it well. Like, I thought, like, the technique was fine. It's just that's the kind of thing that happens when you're going up against a guy who's going to be wearing a gold jacket in a few years. So, and sometimes I think, you know, and Randy, you could probably attest to this, but it's probably something that as a young DB, you just kind of have to go through some of those pains. Like, you're just not going to be perfect, you know, throughout your entire career. And so I thought it was actually a decent showing from him, considering the challenge and considering the fact that Baker Mayfield even said, like, that they were specifically going after him, you know, targeting an inexperienced player like he was. And D. Alford, we were talking to D yesterday, and he was just saying, talking about Kobe and just saying that he's got the exact attitude that you want to see from a defensive back like that, who's just full of confidence. And I would expect to see it as well, because, you know, he really does have that body type that you want as a cornerback, where he's got these, like, really long arms. He's kind of got that kind of Gumby athleticism to him, where he can just kind of plaster on guys. But he needs the experience, obviously. And, you know, this is probably a pretty good time to let an inexperienced undrafted free agent cornerback go out and get some good experience.
Joe, what's all this Kirk Cousins next year stuff? Is it because he played so good against Tampa, or is it because there's nothing else to talk about because they're out of it? Like, where's all this coming from?
I think he may have added some trade value with this viral press conference that he gave yesterday, talking about the freaking coverage.
It was freaking awesome.
It was great. It was great. Like,
it was great. It was great.
It was freaking awesome.
Nobody's trading for that, dude. But that was great. It was great.
I don't know. Like, I was seeing in replies, like, all these Vikings fans were like, we need to get him in. Raiders fans were saying the same thing. Basically, any team without a quarterback was saying that. And obviously, that's one of the reasons why the Falcons, when they were searching for a quarterback, they wanted to go after someone like him. And, you know, I think it does speak to the value that he brings, even though it's not obviously seen when Michael Penix was the starter earlier this year. But just knowing that you had that guy that was in that quarterback room that was helping get him prepared, I think is a huge help for Michael Penix. But yeah, like, for the future, I mean, I think Kirk I shouldn't say he's saying it without saying it, but he's kind of deflecting the questions about next year. And I thought it was interesting that yesterday he basically admitted, because we were kind of talking to him as if he was in a contract year, which he's obviously not. But then he even kind of admitted, someone brought up, like, you're actually technically not in a contract year. But he even said, like, yeah, but it kind of is. Like, we know how these NFL contracts go and the situation. And I've been in this situation before with certain contracts. And so it is kind of a contract year. And because he is under contract currently, under current terms, that to me is why there is no chance that he comes back as the Falcons quarterback next year. Where I think if he was playing for some other team, there would be a chance, because I do think that the team will be looking for someone like Kirk Cousins, you know, to come in and basically be the quarterback for at least roughly the first half of next year. But because Kirk is already under, you know, he's already got a contract that has certain terms attached to it, those terms just don't make sense financially for the Falcons next year. So while you want someone like Kirk, it's not going to be Kirk for the Falcons next year. And I think that Kirk understands that as well. And, you know, he will probably get a chance, I think, if he can finish this season out strongly, you know, like he showed on Thursday Night Football, and if he continues to give more of these viral press conferences showing off his smarts, you know, some team might give him a chance to be the starter next year, and, you know, more power to him.
Joe, last one. I know a lot of questions were asked of Rob about going forward into the offseason with the Kirk Cousins thing and everything like that, and he's answering the questions as if he's going to be there. What do you think his mentality is as far as the process of him thinking that he can still save his job? Or maybe Arthur Blank has told him he's already saved his job.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly just think that that's the kind of mentality you have when you're a competitor, you know, like, and that's what these coaches are. You know, they're fighting, you know, in similar ways that the players are, even though they're not out there physically during the games. They are still kind of representing themselves and the track record of the team. And it's just, you know, it's like a boxer, like, doesn't want to throw in the towel, even though he knows he's getting beat, because you never know what can happen at the end of a fight. And I think that Raheem Morris probably, you know, thinks, and there might be something behind it, that if he finishes this season strong and, you know, maybe they win out, or they look good, you know, whatever it is, they could win his job or earn him another year. Then, you know, he's going to obviously fight for that. And I did, you know, I have a podcast, Joe Patrick on Football, which you can find on 92.9 The Game's YouTube channel. We kind of go through some of the potential coaching options. So, like, if Raheem Morris were not to continue as the Falcons head coach, if they were to make a change, you know, who are some of the other options out there? And it's not an exhaustive list. It's just kind of the list of current hot coordinator names that are floating out there. And I got to say, it's not maybe the ideal crop, especially for what the Falcons might be looking for with, you know, I think they need an offensive play caller to kind of develop that and get that relationship with Michael Penix really well grained in. And it's, you know, there are some, obviously, but it's not a huge name. Like Arthur Smith is probably one of the top three or four offensive play callers that are going to be, you know, coaching candidates and probably getting some interviews. And so that just kind of shows, you know, not just Ms. Pernichan, but just like there's not a ton of names out there right now. There aren't a ton of these kind of McVay whiz kids out there. So if Raheem Morris can go out there and, you know, show that he can is the leader of this team and that they'll still play for him, you know, maybe there is a future for him here. We don't know yet. We won't know until after the season.
Joe, we appreciate it.
JP.
Sorry we said you'd go to an 18 and over club at your age. That wasn't very nice.
Oh, that was fun memories to relive.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Appreciate it, JP.
When he was younger, that's what he was talking about, when he was a kid. And he was going. Smoking Joe Patrick there, 92.9 The Game Falcons reporter. Always with us on Thursdays.
Yeah, man. Hey, guys, tomorrow, join the morning shift at Publix off Paces Ferry Center for a special broadcast. Come get your supplies for the weekend. Come say hi to Allie, Mike, and Bo as they broadcast live from the stores. All brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix, Andy.
I can feel it.
Feel it.
Feel it.
Damn, Pub Sub be sounding so nice right now.
That sounds good. Yeah. We got to stop. We've done so much talking about food today during the show.
Yeah.
I'm starving.
Yeah, I gave him some grub.
All right. Final segment coming up next. It's the AMA. Any question, any topic. The phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com.
Dude, the best thing yesterday, and if you haven't seen it, make sure you find a way to see it. That young dog fan that would in the choir that would not sing Rocky Top was the greatest thing ever. Because my man was like, he emphatically was like, no. Nope. I bet his mom in the background, sing. Because we saw, if you've ever been, you know, when you're obviously you went just recently with baby girl, but being at a recital with your kids, you're just like, all right, look at my baby. Look at my baby. And he was like, I ain't singing that. And was like, defiantly, no.
Mom was trying to make him sing it. Dad had never been proud.
Oh, Dad was like,
Dad's never.
Unless they're both Georgia fans. Unless what are they doing singing that crappy song anyway?
Why are they singing that song? Is that not a Christmas song? They got to be in Tennessee.
It must be in Tennessee.
Why would you sing Rocky Top at Christmas?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm like, is it a Christmas song?
I think in Tennessee, you just sing it at everything.
Yeah, they must be in Tennessee. And he's a dog fan. My boy said no.
Yeah. That gets back to something that happened yesterday at the AMA. We had a caller who became a Cardinals fan because he lived in Jersey.
Yes.
Kind of to mess with his dad. That kid there, that's the son I want.
Yes.
That's the one right there. That's Jack, hopefully, someday.
I'm not seeing it.
Doing that in some defiant nature towards Oregon. I don't know what that would be, but yeah, hopefully that's
it. I love it.
I know. What a well-raised young man he was. All right, Zach is in Gwinnett. Hey, Zach.
How about that? Coming on the heels of talking about Rocky Top. Go Big Orange.
Whatever.
Anyway, so this past Sunday at church, I noticed there were about seven or eight other, you know, churchgoers that were wearing the suit with the tight white turtleneck and the gold chain, right? And that's a hard look, but not for somebody in my delegation.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
So for Christmas service the next week, is that the best possible fit that you can wear to the Christmas service, or is there something better that's better for, you know, someone like me?
Yeah, right. I mean, I think, you know, play to your strengths.
Play to your strengths.
That has become kind of a normal outfit for a younger, like trying to look nice, like a younger I don't know what that would be, an older Gen Z parent or something like that, a young, like a turtleneck blazer chain. You're like a 31-year-old dad. You might wear that, right?
Oh, okay.
Like it's like a it's normalized.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, you see it.
I don't. Oh, okay. Well, you go to church, so yeah.
I do.
Yeah, you go to church. I don't really go up in there.
But, you know, for Christmas service, I would dress nice.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wear. What'll I wear? I'll probably wear a sweater.
Okay.
With a like a collared shirt underneath.
Okay.
And some khakis.
There you go. Very classy.
Yeah.
Very classy.
You could wear a suit though if you want.
Yeah.
You put on like a nice. Like when we did the Advent candle lighting a couple of weeks ago.
You had a suit on.
I had a sport coat and a tie and some khakis.
There you go.
Yeah, I didn't wear the full suit, but I did go sport coat, Christmas kind of blue, navy blue and green plaid tie.
Okay.
With the khaki look.
There you go.
Thought I looked pretty classy.
You want your new boots?
No, they're not church boots.
They're not church boots?
No, those are like waterproof kind of fishing boots. Or
okay.
But yeah, play to your strengths.
Always.
And look nice.
Always.
That's what I would say. If it's the only time you're going. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're going on church and Easter. You got some nice clothes 2 days a year, okay? Andrew's on I-85.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Listen every day. Laughing in the car every day.
Thank you.
But I got a question for Randy, and then I got a question for both of you. Randy, I know you played for the Dolphins, the Rams, and the Chargers, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you're a big Falcon supporter, too. So I've always wondered, like, where does your fandom rank, you know? So could you list, like, rank your fandom for NFL teams?
Okay.
And then the question for both of y'all is, what's your favorite Christmas dessert? Maybe some candy jam?
That's a good option. Thank you, Andrew.
I'll just give me some good old Christmas cookies, man. I'm good to go. Some good old chocolate chip Christmas cookies. Like, my wife went over to where Bo's lady Tara works at yesterday, brought home some cookies, and, like, one of them had the Grinches on it when I sent the picture of it.
Yeah.
Like, Bash lost his freaking mind.
That's
like,
great.
Dude.
Had she actually designed the, like,
yes.
Decorated the cookies?
Yes. It's freaking awesome. It's freaking awesome.
Did you guys see
the little pricey, man.
The little huh?
cookies are pretty pricey. I mean, they're hand decorated.
But that's
cookies,
our people. So, yeah. That's
our, gotta support.
Like, she can't go over there and say, "Hey, Terry, not buy no cookies."
Yeah, or ask for.
Oh, I would hope not. You know,
support local businesses.
Yeah, yeah, support your people.
Did you guys see the little looked like a wreath that were at the party on Friday? It's got like they're like shortbread,
yes.
And it had like a little green and red on it.
Yes,
my mom makes them. My favorite Christmas cookie.
Excellent.
But my favorite Christmas dessert, my wife makes like a cranberry pie. It's like a cranberry tart.
Uh-huh.
It's so good.
Right.
It's incredible.
Sounds good. How do I rank my fandom? I mean, always Dolphins number one. Falcons, Chargers, Rams. No. Yeah. Chargers, Rams on the same, by the same level.
Okay.
Yeah. But
that's
That's
the Baking Grounds in Buford, by the way. She's there right now. Go stop in and say hi. Buy a cookie.
There you go. Christmas cookies for you and yours.
Yeah.
Tim is in Smyrna. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Andy and Sir Randy.
What up, man?
Hey, so I got a question. If you and you and your wife are out at dinner and you like your spot, you order one of the meals you like to order, and you finish it up, server comes by and goes, "How was everything?" And you've emptied your plate. What do you say? Because I feel like I'm always in a Progressive commercial whenever I get asked that question.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I'm such a dork in that situation. I'm like, I don't know, something like... The server will say, "I can tell you hated it," or something like that.
Oh,
or I'll say something. Was lame it,
no,
they'll
say
like,
"Oh, something like that." They'll say, "Was something wrong with the food?" And it's like, "No, I just was full." Is that what you're talking about?
No, like the server comes and you've already finished.
Okay,
and then they say, "How did you enjoy everything?" You're like, "Well, you can see I hated it." Like that's what I'll say.
Okay,
I can't
okay.
help it. Oh. I can't help it. I'll say something like that.
No. Yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying. No, I don't do that.
What will you say?
If I eat all my food.
Yeah, you're at a restaurant.
Okay.
You've finished.
Right.
The server comes by and says, "How are you enjoying dinner?"
I say, "It was great."
There you go.
And I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, which is a totally normal, not lame thing to say.
Right.
I can't help myself.
Oh, no. I'm always like,
my dad takes over and I'm like, clearly it was awful or something stupid.
Oh, no.
I know. I can't. I can't help it.
No, that'd be obvious.
Yeah, no, it sucks. I wish I didn't, but just takes over. Instinct. Joey is in Atlanta. Hey, Joey.
It's an instinct.
Hey, guys. Just a quick question for you. Want to know who would you play, Rashid Shaheed or Kenneth Walker tonight? And Randy, go Dawgs.
Go Dawgs,
brother. Have at it, Bo.
Have at it.
Rams have one of the best rush-stopping defenses in the league. I would go Rashid Shaheed.
Okay.
There you go.
There we go.
Myron is in Conyers. Hey, Myron.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, so check this out. I got a quick little story. I don't know if it's a funny story or a painful story, and I got a question afterwards. Okay. So back in 99, when the Falcons first went to the Super Bowl against Denver, prior to that happening, my nephew, who's like 15 years younger than me, said, hey, let's take a trip to the Poconos. I got a friend who's got some tickets for us to go to a lodge to go skiing. We had never been skiing, of course, because we're from here in Georgia. And we thought about it when the time was, and we said, you know, well, the Falcons definitely ain't finna make no Super Bowl, so here, let's go. We don't pay the money and everything. And when it was coming up, they were winning in the playoffs, and they made it. And we were like, oh, fuck. We're going to be in the Poconos. So we went up there, and Eugene Robinson that morning, they say he was arrested prostitution, solicitation. Right. And, oh, man, it was like a gut punch. Oh, man, I couldn't believe it. And I was like, man, if I'm feeling like this, I wonder how the rest of the team is feeling. And, of course, they went in, and he's supposed to be their religious, you know, guy who, you know, is their spiritual leader. Mm-hmm. He was a spiritual leader. And I was like, man, I wonder how the rest of the team feel if I feel like this. Of course, they went and lost. My question is, which was worse to you, the Denver loss or the Patriots loss?
Oh, Myrick.
It's not a comparison. Yeah. It's not a comparison.
I'm sorry you missed the game. I hope skiing was fun.
Yeah, that's not a comparison. And they did not.
Yeah.
They. You know what? Some people, you need, when I say this, I don't care if you get mad. Stop lying to yourself. Eugene Robinson getting busted with a hooker is not the reason they lost to the Broncos.
No, it's not.
They were going to lose to the Broncos regardless. Yeah, so stop lying.
Yeah.
Now, the other one?
That's the worst loss in the history of sports.
That's the worst loss in the history of football.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing worse than that.
Yeah, and it'll probably never be top.
Yeah, no.
I hope it's top.
There was plenty of dudes that got caught with hookers in hotels on Super Bowl weekend.
They did?
Yes, and their teams won. So why do you think they won? Because they were a better team. The Broncos were better than the Falcons.
Yeah. Bad time to get popped for a hooker, though.
Yeah. That was a bad time to get popped for a hooker. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, there's never a good
time. There's never a good time.
You know?
But there's not. But that's the funniest thing about that was, is that everybody's, I've had teammates that have been busted because of it, right? And it never got out, you know, but we knew about it.
Right.
Like, he got arrested, so-and-so had to go get him from the jail or whatever. And it's just funny because you're like, dude, you got all this money. Why?
Yeah.
Like, why her?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Why,
exactly.
Yeah,
or like, why today?
Why today?
Yeah.
Why a hooker?
Play the game and go out after.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But you can't catch the regular one?
Right. Yeah, you got to have a little bit of game, man. Right? I don't know. I don't know. It's a very surprising story. Andrew's in Morningside. Hey, Andrew.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hi, Andrew. Long time no speak.
Yeah, Andrew and Sir Randy. So you guys will be happy to know, or maybe, that I'm in somewhat of a situationship right now.
Hell yeah, Andrew. Moving on, my boy. There we go.
Of course we're happy.
It's been that. But it's the only situation because she has a kid. So there's like another guy on the other side of the. Yeah, it's just like I don't want to deal with all that stuff. Mm. But regardless, I am. And so her kid asked me kind of like, they don't have a chimney in their house. Mm-hmm. And he was like, Drew, he's like, how does Santa work for that? And I was like, well, so I had to break down the logistics. I was like, there's a lot of Santas.
Oh,
I should give you my question first. I was like, there's a lot of Santas. They're all regionally based. Wow. And there's one big boss. He's Santa Claus. That's the big guy.
Damn.
And then there's a bunch of elves. And
damn, Andrew.
Long answer.
My question, I know it's going to be long. I'm sorry. My question is really, how do you break down how do you end the Santa lore like with your kids? Because, Andy, it's going to come for you sooner than later. And then... Yeah. And then Randy's probably already gone through it a couple times.
Yes.
That's my question. Okay. I can break down
my
how
question
I explained
for you.
It, but
thank
I'll
you, Andrew.
Andrew, just okay, now, Don't ever tell somebody's child that ain't yours.
Yeah, that was a bad move.
Okay, don't do that. Don't ever do that.
Just say magic.
Just say that's all you gotta do.
Christmas
but if
magic.
It ain't, but if it ain't your kid, it ain't
that's
your it ain't your responsibility.
She's like, you're fired for that.
Yeah,
yeah,
man,
yeah. No, don't ever
be
do
magical.
It.
How old are we talking about? Just and then we'll
seven.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Seven.
Yeah, it's
right he said he wanted Legos, and I was like, well, we have you down for Lincoln Logs, so I mean.
All right, Andrew.
All right, Doug.
All right, Andrew. Yeah, it's an easy answer.
Yeah.
Just magic. Christmas magic. Santa is magical.
It is a thing where I tell you, and there's kids in the car, so I'm not even going to go there. But it is a fun conversation. It's a funny conversation to have.
It comes to the front door.
Yeah. It's one of those things. And,
sure.
And as long as they want to believe, I let them believe.
Let them believe.
Yep.
Let them believe. Why
yeah.
not? Believe.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
magic. It's the magic of Christmas.
Yep.
And that's not a lie.
Yeah.
Christmas is magical, and it's very fun.
I'm looking at Andrew. Way to go, Andrew.
Yeah.
Yeah, dog.
But like, you know.
Finally got over.
Quit trying to mess it up by
yeah.
over-explaining
yeah,
stuff
dog.
To a seven-year-old.
Yeah, dog. Don't do that, man. You just got over old girl
uh-huh.
last week, man.
Right, I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Only way to get over a woman is to get another new one.
And he has.
And he has.
He has
good for you, Andrew.
Screw it up
don't
by
mess it up,
explaining
Andrew.
Stuff to a seven-year-old.
Don't mess it up.
All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Andy is an excellent, oh no, I'm sorry, he's an expert at reading body language.
I am.
Yeah, he's an expert.
Joe Patrick, when he was younger, was out there chasing tail.
Chasing tail.
somebody poked Randy, and Randy didn't poke back. Now he's watching a meltdown.
Yeah, man.
Sometimes you need a little high noon to prime the pump.
Yes.
If the word bruh is involved, you're not to be believed.
Nope.
Jessica Rabbit has childbearing hips.
Yep.
Pop goes the weasel because the weasel goes pop.
All of those things were said on the show today, which is why you should never miss a minute. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 11. We'll be.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.